welcome once again to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael, one of the stars of our show. The man we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, a record that will never be broken. The all-pro defensive end played for the Rams, New York Giants, and the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks very much. You look sharp over there.
Thank you. You look sharp, too. You were at a ball game this last week. It was quite an interesting game, huh?
I went to a Dodger game at Dodger Stadium with the Minnesota Twins. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers. Paul Molitor, the manager of the Twins.
Right.
Right around the fifth, sixth inning, I believe it was. There was a big game delay, about 18, 20 minutes.
I saw that. I was watching the game on TV myself.
And apparently Molitor came out, being the American League manager that he is. He came out and he went for a double switch.
Yes.
Now, you know, that's coming in, telling the umpire that I want to take one guy out, actually two guys out, and bring two guys in. Double switch.
Double switch.
One defensively and a pitcher.
Right.
So he comes in and he tells the umpire, this guy's coming out and these guys are coming in.
Right.
Well, when the umpire put the names in the card and showed it to Dave Roberts, Dave Roberts looked at it, waited for the first pitch to commence for that inning, and then called timeout, went out onto the field and told everybody, this is a mistake.
It's a mistake. It's the wrong people there, right?
You didn't take out the person you said you were going to take out. So for 20 minutes, 46,000 people were sitting around having to listen, me included, had to listen to bad rap thumping, preposterously stupid. They've destroyed the sport. And you had for 20, that's a long time, 20 minutes.
Yes.
And so I said, that's it. I'm going to get up. I left the seat and went inside the restaurant down there.
The restaurant.
And I watched the rest of the game until about the eighth inning, ninth inning. And I said, that's it. I'm going home. Now, to my chagrin, when I went into the restaurant, I noticed a mass exodus of people.
Yes.
They were so pissed off. It was unbelievable. They left. You'd never heard about that today.
Fun
never
at the ball game with Fred Dreyer. You got to go tweet with Fred there. He's on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheReal Fred Dreyer and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
For the past 100 years, America's high schools have remained virtually unchanged. Yet the world around us has transformed dramatically. What if we turn the American spirit of ingenuity towards our high schools? This fall, let's come together and put high school center stage. Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Things are well underway here on the set of XQ Super School Live, a one-of-a-kind televised event to rethink high school. Are you ready for a star-studded one-hour show featuring some of your favorite celebs like can you believe we got them under the same roof to talk high school education? Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time on your favorite station or cable system or way to listen. You could be on our app. Check it all out. Go to our website, crntalk.com. We've got the listing there. By the way, you can download our app to your smartphone and take us with you whenever, wherever you go. You dial #250 on your smartphone. It's a phone call, #250. Hit send, and then when the call is answered, they'll ask you for the code word, and you say CRN or CRN Talk. It'll load the app right to your phone. It's quite exciting. You have it on yours, don't you? On your phone,
the technology is amazing, isn't it?
Star of our show is Fred Dreyer. Fred, just back from being at a baseball game. What did you order, by the way?
They bombarded me out of the stadium with this crap.
Did you have a hot dog or a hamburger?
No, I don't have any of that stuff.
What do you mean?
I had to.
Like Tommy Lasorda there for a second.
No, I didn't. Tommy Lasorda.
He's out of the sound.
I'll tell you something about that buffet.
Do you go to the buffet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go
it's
there.
It's the Tommy Lasorda buffet.
It's right behind home plate, the dugout area where they have they have all types of food, and I enjoy myself there. And as a matter of fact, I go in there and I watch the first three innings. I go out and see the second three.
Sure.
And then I go back from the sixth inning and watch it till the end of the game so I can run up the elevator and get the hell out of there.
Do you go to the buffet once or twice?
Twice.
Well, that's great. Tyler, our sports director and producer here on the show, and I, when we go to the game, we get stuck eating a cold Dodger dog.
Listen,
or a
you gravitate
crawler,
to that. You gravitate
things.
To the dogs.
Tyler's from Cincinnati, and he likes what they call the Cincinnati Crawler. It's a special kind of hot dog they make in Cincinnati at Riverfront Stadium. Is it Three Rivers? That's Pittsburgh. Riverfront.
That's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Riverfront.
Name the Three Rivers.
What's the new stadium name? What is it?
The Great American Ballpark.
It used to be
at the river. That was the old riverfront. But now, can you name the three rivers at Pittsburgh?
The Monongahela. Am I right? That's one of them, right?
Well, just keep going. I'll let you know.
That's one of them.
Yeah, that's one of them.
The Monongahela, that's one of the most important and the toughest one to get. You'd get extra points if you even know Monongahela. The Ohio River.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And the
Santa Fe.
Poughkeepsie River.
That's not it.
What are the three rivers?
Well, you had two of them.
I did? Really?
Yeah.
The Ohio, and the...
The Allegheny.
And the Allegheny, yeah. The Allegheny Moon. There's a big
Allegheny
song.
Allegheny Moon, up in the sky.
The Monongahela River, is that named after an Indian
Chief
tribe?
Monongahela.
Okay. And he used to come out whenever somebody on the Pirates would hit a home run, didn't he, and dance around the ballpark?
Yeah, he actually,
incorrect, but I
before
used to like
and
it.
After the game, sold moccasins. Out there.
Don't go there. Don't even. Just stop right there.
He sold moccasins, and he's a very popular guy in town.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You can send him back.
Very, very popular guy in town. Chief Monongahela.
All right. So now let's talk a little bit about, we were going to talk about a few topics here today. And let's talk about this guy. Is a football guy that lost his earring or something? What happened there?
Julio Jones, Atlanta Falcon wide receiver.
Yeah.
Mark it right down there.
Julio Jones.
Okay. $150,000 earring.
Wait. $150,000 for
That's
an earring?
That's what he said.
I could buy about 20 cars for that amount of money.
Well, don't try to figure out the reasoning.
He got an earring? He has a
He decided
he got,
to go ski
he has
doing.
An earring?
He went ski doing.
He went what?
Ski doing. Ski do.
Yes. Oh, he was.
Don't you know what that is?
Yes, ski-doing. Yeah, you do that on the Monongahela River.
Where do you
River
live?
In
where do you
Allegheny.
Live? You live in, where do you live?
Barstow.
Well, you're anyway. Inland, so you don't know what a yeah. ski-do is.
Warm there. Nice time of year.
So, he has a $150,000 earring that he takes into the ocean with him, and he loses it. So he hires, just a second, he hires a dive team to go down and find it.
Yeah.
And they said, see you later, Charlie. There's no possible way you're finding that earring. We'll figure it out. You're in the ocean, for crying out loud. You're going to find an earring.
Here's what's going to happen. I predict this, and this is going to happen a few months, maybe a few years from now. So remember the story. There's going to be a guy that loves abalone. He's going to go, get in the and he's going to open it up, and he's going to see not only the oysters in there, but he's going to find this diamond earring and think that he's like discovered gold.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We're rooting for him.
We are, really. Now, since you mentioned dive team, that leads us to our next blockbuster story. And that, of course, Shark Week. And in sports, everybody was wondering about this big this call down, this shout out, this challenge between world-famous Olympic champion Michael Phelps and a shark.
Hucksterism.
And they were going to race together to see. And Michael Phelps, I believe, had the fin and everything to give him a little extra advantage in the water. He swims about, 6 miles an hour or so, and the shark does around 25, 30. And so this was the beginning of Shark Week, the biggest rating grabber on cable TV of all time.
Sharknado.
Yeah, and so what happened?
Well, to start this whole thing off, it almost didn't come off because the shark was driving a hard bargain. In negotiations.
Wanted more cash, right?
He wanted a different set of circumstances. They wanted airfare for their loved ones. And they all this other type of stuff. So what happened is, the idea was to put Phelps, Olympic winner of 41 medals.
Yeah.
He had 42
tons
medals.
Of medals.
42 medals. And they put him in one lane, and then the other lane was a shark.
And the shark started to put a bite on the promoters for more money. Is that correct?
Yeah, took a big bite out of him.
I thought that one myself.
Yes,
put
that's
a bite
nice.
On him. So what happened?
So here's what happens. They let people think.
You watched this, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You were tuned in.
No, I didn't. I had
my Cincinnati crawler dog, and I figured, was ready to watch
it. I figured if there would have been some sort of a mishap, I would have tuned in. So the shark is supposed to be in one lane next to him. That's what they made people believe, that the shark was going to be right next to him in a lane.
In a lane.
In a lane.
Scary.
Ready to roll.
Yeah.
Has his goggles on, ready to go. And at the shot of the starter pistol, both would take off and swim like 150 yards up and back.
Of course. See who wins.
Right. Well, that didn't happen. So they had Phelps in a shark suit. He had a dolphin fin in the back. One
kind
fin
of looked like a little bit like a mermaid.
And, right, he was like a mermaid. He was slinking as fast as he could back and forth, and they timed him. And they averaged the two passes that he made, and then they put the shark in there, which was an animated shark. But in order to get the correct timing for a shark, because a shark swims in irregular patterns,
yes.
It doesn't swim straight ahead like you would ask it to.
Right.
Or you would demand
it. Well,
it eats
a lot of different stuff, so it does get irregular.
Well, that roll of tar paper.
To a lot of
that
this.
Roll of tar paper for breakfast,
that,
I think, might have slowed him down.
That'll upset the stomach.
So,
plug him up.
So they have to go out into the ocean, really,
yeah.
and kind of piss off a shark.
To see what he would do.
To get him to sprint for a period
right.
of time.
Yeah.
He only sprinted like for 20 yards and they turn around and they do all these.
Yeah,
they're very inconsistent.
Phelps could have won because of that.
Tough to get them to work.
Yeah, I know. So did they get him to work?
Well, they averaged it out and the shark beat him by 2 seconds or something.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think if they would have done the actual race instead of just doing it that way, the shark would have moved around or something. Somebody could have, one of Phelps' teams could have thrown some raw meat out there so the shark makes a right turn.
That would have helped. It wouldn't have helped Phelps, but it would have helped the shark.
And Phelps, come on, he can swim faster out of a fin suit than with a fin on, don't you think?
Well, you would think, yeah.
So was it good television?
No, it wasn't. Actually.
Terrible TV.
It was terrible television. TT.
Is Ryan Lochte doing something with the National Geo Channel? He's doing some kind of a...
Who's this?
Ryan Lochte is doing some kind of a shark thing as well, too.
I think it's a bucking bronco shark riding contest.
I stand corrected.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and
nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We are back in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Of course, the star of the show, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen. You just mentioned Brett Anderson, pitcher for the Cubs, who is now gone.
They have the Cubs have designated Brett Anderson for assignment.
Yeah, that's it. He's fired.
Yeah, he was the same guy that was on the Dodgers.
He's the same guy that the Dodgers insisted on giving $17 million a year to.
Yeah, he's just 29. He has his ERA 4.61, six appearances, five starts. Was he the guy? And you know that when they interviewed him one time after a Dodger game, he he said, well, I don't know if I can really continue to pitch again or not. He had, like, no spirit left in him. I've never heard a player ever say, well, you know, I'm going to have to turn this around. Was he the guy?
Yeah.
He was the guy.
Yeah, it was a lot of those guys.
I would never. And this guy looks like he's packed on a few pounds. You know, if you take a look at him there, it looks like he's, you know, looking like me a little bit. Like I had too many Smokey Joes.
Too many
Big Reds.
Big Reds.
Yeah, it's actually.
Well, look at, you know, these guys.
Big Red Smokey.
They try to be humble because they're guilty of taking $17 million and realizing that their arm's not in shape.
Yeah. What he had, he was a veteran left-hander, and he had, listen to this, an 8.18 ERA with the Cubs at the big league level during six appearances earlier this season. So he's had like a 9-year career, and he has a 40-45 record, a 3.99.
40-45.
Yeah, you know who should get him is the Giants. They need help. They're having a fire sale with the Giants.
To cash checks?
They're bringing back Panda at third base. They got rid of their good third baseman, who was like a guy that was a utility player, and they gave him to the Red Sox. And so the Red Sox now say, oh, we got our guy at third base. And
Nunez. They gave Nunez away.
They gave Nunez from the Giants to the Red Sox.
So they could bring another bum back in who failed Panda to perform not only for the Giants but for the Red Sox.
Yeah. So Panda's coming back. Pablo Sandoval.
Man, I miss my calling. You know, I always think about this. You know, when you're a kid, you stop back and look at your life, and you hope to God you won't be too shocked by the mistakes you made. I went down that football road instead of that baseball road.
And you blew your arm out.
I did.
You were a big strapping right-hander like a Don Drysdale type. You're pretty tall. How tall are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
You're a big strapping guy. You're over 5 feet. I know that. What are you, 5'5", 5'7"?
Nine, actually.
I'll insult you enough to see you give me your real...
5'9".
You're like
actually.
About... Five. You're what are you, about 6'7" or something, are you? You got a few inches
yes,
on me.
Yes, 6'7".
And you're taller than me, too. But anyway, so as I was saying, you're a big strapping guy, and you could really bring it, but then you blew out the arm.
That's correct. And after about a year and a half doing nothing, literally doing nothing.
You're Long Beach? Is that where you were playing baseball?
No.
High school. Lawndale High, right?
Lawndale High School.
That, you blew it out in high school?
Yeah.
Was that bad coaching or something? How do you?
You know what it is?
What?
I just think I shouldn't have been throwing a baseball at that point in time.
Too young to throw it.
I threw pretty hard.
Yeah.
But.
How fast do you think?
I don't know.
Because they didn't measure.
I don't know. I couldn't say that. But it was fast enough to get, you know, a little bit of notice here and there.
Did you dust people off? You're a kid, high school, but did you?
Yeah, here's the one thing I did love. See, Drysdale was pitching for the Dodgers.
You love Don.
Koufax was pitching in 61, 2, 3, and 64.
Yeah.
Dodgers were red hot when I was in high school, so I figured, well, if Don can dust him, so can Fred.
He was mean. Don could, you know, he was like, in those days, Don Gullett at the Reds, he would blow you off the plate.
Don Drysdale.
But I know, Don Drysdale could take, like, Frank Robinson. He used to always crowd the plate, and Drysdale would blow him back up.
Knock him down.
Yeah. And it was accepted then. This is when baseball was a good game. Now you can't throw at anybody.
Well, the next thing, you know, I saw a game not too recently. I think it was in Arizona with the Dodgers. This was a couple of years ago. The umpire gave a warning after one inside pitch. Dodger pitcher made one inside pitch, and the umpire came out immediately and gave a warning to both benches. This was like in the bottom of the first or bottom of the second inning. And so what that did was it just made everybody contentious for the entire game.
Yeah.
And no pitcher was they wouldn't pitch inside. So you took away half the plate.
It's terrible because, you know, things will happen. You're going to get hit. Obviously, if you know a guy's trying to throw at you, that's not acceptable. But sometimes it was in the early days of the game, you know, back in the mid days of the game when you'd watch Don Drysdale. The guy was crouching on the plate. You'd try to back him off to give yourself more of the plate.
He would. Augie Donatelli let him play.
Yeah. Augie wouldn't go ahead and warn him. It was part of the game.
He'd just say, hey, listen, be careful, kids.
Augie Donatelli, that's good. He was one of the best, and Barlick was a good guy too, right?
Ed Barlick,
and Jocko Conlon was another.
Jocko Conlon,
he'd get into arguments with everybody. Old Jocko Conlon,
yeah, he could roll, man.
He could, and Ed, who was Ed Montague, was one of the
Ed
guys.
Ed Montague, Ed Hurley too.
Ed Hurley was had the Kraft cheese behind home plate. It also called a few games. It was great.
He did cheese commercials in between pitches. That's how talented he
was. Big Joe Smokey did hot dog commercials, from what I understand. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Much better with that. Okay, we're back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, the legendary Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
Didn't finish your story about blowing your arm out in high school. You started talking that Don Drysdale was throwing at the time.
Well, and I went to high school from 60 to 64, graduated in June of 64, certainly. And during those years, the Dodgers were reigning supreme. 61, 2, 3, 4.
4 years you went to high school? 4?
I think it was.
Usually most people did.
That's what my parents tell me.
You didn't have to repeat any grades or anything, did you?
I did not.
Okay,
no.
All right. So you went.
And by the way, if asked to repeat, I would have.
Of course. So
of course.
So you're playing baseball. This is Lawndale, is that correct?
Yes. Lawndale High School.
And what happens? With
and
the
so trying to find my mechanics. I had poor mechanics. I wanted to be a three-quarter sidearm pitcher.
Because you watched that on the pros.
Well, that's when someone tosses a kid a baseball and they say, hey, throw it. That's the first original impulse is to do it the way it feels most comfortable
Sling
to
it.
You.
Yeah.
And so I did, and that's what I was doing. And when I got into high school, they said, no, you got to be an overhand pitcher like Koufax. And
come straight.
And I said, I want to be like Drysdale, you know. And
yeah, sidearm.
And every time I threw the way I wanted to, I felt really good. And so...
But they stopped you.
But here's the deal. They said, well, you know, the scouts aren't going to really be that attracted to someone who throws a sidearm. They want overhand pitchers. I said, well, that did they? And I'm 16, 17. I don't know anything, but I knew enough to say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense to me. It's the results, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the results.
So anyway, I hurt my arm, and that was that. And then I sat out of I had a tryout with the Angels. Marv Grissom with the Angels.
Really? What was that like? What was that like?
It was over at Sawtell Field in Westwood, and I went over there Saturday morning, and I threw for them. And he says, "Hey, this is good." He says, "I want you to come back for the afternoon practice. I want to put you in some different groups and maybe pitch to some live hitters and blah blah blah." And then that afternoon, my arm swelled up.
And you couldn't come back.
I couldn't come back.
Oh, geez. So you're that close. What was it like going there at first in the morning session? Were you a little nervous thinking?
Well, what was really great is, and you never know how you're going to respond to these types of things. As a kid, when you're suddenly put in the presence of your contemporary 15, 16, 18-year-olds who are pretty good baseball players. And
yeah.
And so it was a lot of fun to do it, and I was very excited, and it made my arm issue even that much more depressing.
So it swelled up, and then you say you'll come back later and then never came
back?
Yeah,
I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Wow.
And that was it. So I dropped out. And then I went to work and started going to the beach a lot and doing things that
you kind of do
as an 18-year-old.
You took like a year off or something. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to do until I told you that story where I wound up going over to El Camino College to see some of my friends.
Right.
Because I went down to the beach and there was nobody down there. So I asked a couple of people around. Goes, oh, yeah, they're out there playing spring ball at the summer camp at El Camino. So I went over there, and next thing I knew, I was enrolled in school.
So who talked you into getting into that program? Just you?
Well, Bill Vinson was the defensive coach over there,
yeah.
and he says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend in Hawthorne, and then I'm kind of like going to the beach. He says, come here. And so he brings me into his office, and while he's talking to me about the beach
right.
and all these other things, he's pulling out all this paperwork and having me sign all this paperwork. And by the end of the time it was over with, he says, okay. He says, look, you're in school now. I said, I am? He says, yeah, you're in school, and you got to show up here a week from this Monday. And, by the way, you're also on the football team.
Now, what did your parents say when you came home? They must have been a little excited.
Well, I didn't
this.
Have a father, you know.
Your father had passed away,
yeah,
right?
He was gone.
So he was gone. So what did your mom say?
My mom said, what's going on? I said, I guess I'm in school now. She said, really? So she thought that was great.
Yeah.
And she didn't like me, you know.
Yeah, you were kind of like
coming home too
late. You
were
a goofball.
I was an idiot.
Yeah, you were goofing off.
Yeah, I was hanging out in down ponchos.
You were not wise enough to know that this was your career. Look what happened. You went from there 2 years you played at El Camino.
I went 2 years to El Camino College, and within the 1 year, the first year that I was there, within that 1 year, I realized that I had a skill. That not a lot.
What was the moment when you knew you had that skill?
When we started playing games, we started playing against other teams.
Right.
You know the El Camino was in the Metropolitan Conference, and if you look that up,
it's a pretty good
Metropolitan Football Conference. It was one of the best, if not the best, junior college conferences in America.
You were fortunate in the, you played El Camino, and then later your four-year school was San Diego. Is that right? You went down.
Yeah. Then I played 2 years at El Camino, and then I went to 2 years at San Diego State, and then I moved on to eventually become Sultan.
That's good. I don't know who's on my computer screen, but they always mess me up by doing their programming right when I'm trying to time out the show.
I think we should go next door.
We should go next door and tell them to leave it alone for the show. So, thank you very much, guys, back there in the studio. They always do that to us. Anyway, so it was great. You had all those great coaches and everything. And
yeah, we had great coaches.
Gibbs and all
it was a lot of fun, you know. Yeah. Here we are.
Now, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to send him emails because we have our email segment, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. If you send us an email, we'll be sure and read it for you here on the air.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
So there was the Heimlich maneuver, something that was going on Was there some linebacker or something took care of? We were talking about that.
Let me have that.
I don't think it's right here now.
Where the hell is it?
John Elway was signed to a 5-year extension. That's pretty good. RG3 is coming to work out with the Chargers, the new Los Angeles Chargers. What do you think about that?
Robert Griffin, RG3 is going to be back. Is there two others? He's the third. I think they got the wrong one. They should have went after the second.
Now, the Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals, they have some good years, bad years on there. The owner, Mike Brown, is defending a decision he made to keep the cornerback, Adam Pac-Man Jones, despite Jones had another arrest here. And the owner, Mike Brown, says that Pac-Man Jones has been punished enough for his latest troubles. Apparently, the NFL suspended Jones for the season opener because of his altercation with a hotel security employee and his profane outburst at the police following his arrest in January. He's pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge to settle the case. And what do you think about this?
Mike Brown, a big-time liberal. He's so willing. Here's what's really fun.
What's that?
Mike Brown apologized for Pac-Man's behavior.
Yes.
But Pac-Man didn't.
Yeah. So the owner is apologizing for his player.
Yeah.
Well, he meant to say he's sorry. I just meant to say.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Bengals apologized for Jones's conduct soon after the arrest and then decided to keep him on the team. Well, look, I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to try to rehabilitate these morons. And Pac Jones has been arrested, 35 times?
Yeah, not to be confused with Julio Jones, who's still looking for this earring.
Yeah, well,
the Jones boys are in trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure that...
a lot of things going on.
There's a conversation there. You got Julio Jones, receiver for the Falcons, decided to go ski-doing with a $150,000 rock on his ear.
Yeah.
And he goes into the water and... by gosh, he loses it.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. If it's $150,000, you probably want to take that off along with your watch.
Yeah.
Prior to going into the water, would be an interesting thing. I think.
I mean, one of my favorite shows was, they don't have it on TV anymore, unless it's on reruns, is Cribs.
Cribs?
Cribs.
I don't think I ever saw Cribs. What's that about? Cribs.
Well, it shows usually. Black rappers, fighters, people in the public eye, where they take you into their house so you can see all the Fanta, all the shoes and all the hats in their closet.
Yeah.
And all the Rolls Royces and Ferraris and Bugattis out around the fountain in front of the house.
And so you
really get to know them.
Okay.
And so, and then you interview them, and every time this, I don't know who the hell this one guy, this guy rapper, he, every 15 minutes there's a new rapper comes on the scene. He, he's given the interview, and every other phrase, every other halting, jolting, conversational quip was, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And every time he'd say that, the posses, the guys in the back drinking the Fanta, would go, yeah, man, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you watch this show? This is something that you...
Where do your mother? Uh-huh.
This is exactly the show that you watch?
Yeah, that's my favorite show.
All right. Now, if basketball news, Seattle is on the short list for maybe an NBA expansion team. What do you think about that? Do you think we need more teams?
Well, by all means. Why not?
They say it's an inevitable expansion. Are there enough players to go around? Does it, like, lower the bar for the players because you need more players?
Well, remember, the owners decide this because the new owners of the franchise have to contribute, like, about $500 million to the owners.
Yeah.
It's a way of going out and getting money.
So they get their money because they have to.
Yeah, they don't care if the franchise makes it or not.
It's kind of like bidding on the Olympics. Is that the kind of deal? Is money that takes place?
Yeah,
there?
And there's all of that going on, and then they have LeBron, who's now saying, "I never said we should trade Kyrie," and of course he did. And so there's that drama, basketball.
What'd you think of that summer basketball league? The ratings were up by this because the Lakers.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, I watched all of the Laker games.
Yeah.
They had 7 games, I think.
And you watched them?
I watched all of them, and You know, there's no defense being played, and there's really, you know, who knows if these players are any good or not. But the point is, within the confines of how it was structured, Alonzo Ball did pretty well. He was the MVP of the tournament. And it looks as though that he's got the things that Magic Johnson thought he had. And during the game, Johnson would be interviewed periodically. And he would say that he's very happy with the selection of Lonzo Ball, and he looks forward to Lonzo coming out there and at Staples and wowing him.
So you think the Lakers are going to be a lot more competitive this year, or is it still going to be
Well, they'll be. I think they'll probably be a little bit more exciting than before. I think they'll be able. They're more geared to run the program that Luke Walton has set aside for him.
You don't like the triangle offense?
No, that's out. That's out.
That's old news now, right?
Yeah. Well, they what's his name? Russell. You know, D'Angelo Russell. Yeah. They had to get rid of him because they drafted him to be able to do supposedly what Alonzo Ball's being asked to do, and he couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. So this is,
and they didn't know he couldn't do it at the time. That's why Mitch Kupchak is where he is right now.
What about the departure of Chris Paul from the? That's just kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he got tired.
The Clippers, he did. Is that
yeah,
it?
He got tired.
All right, we'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. You can check out Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time, Fred. We've got Pam sent you a note. She said, found this photo. Would love to know more about it. It's you sitting there with a bunch of football helmets. What is that all about?
Well, there's eight helmets sitting here on this table in my dining room. And I...
That's your dining room?
Helmet Hut that does replica sports memorabilia.
Yep.
Made all of these helmets for me.
Yes.
And they're all the helmets I wore in my football career.
Oh, that's nice.
Starting with high school, junior college, San Diego State, and then the two teams.
What Giants, a nice thing.
Giants, Patriots for 15 seconds, and then the Rams.
So do you still have all these helmets?
Oh, yeah. I got them up.
This is good.
Yeah, I got them up in the attic. Somewhere.
Wait a minute. You don't have them displayed?
Well, what am I going to do? This isn't, Breitbart Sports Museum from San Diego.
This is a nice thing here.
But there's this one helmet in the front.
Eight helmets here.
Yeah, and this one helmet is the original Ram helmet from the 50s.
So this is the one. We'll post this on our website at crntalk.com /.
You'll see them there. Wandale High School, El Camino College, San Diego State. Giants, Patriots, and the Rams.
And this front one in front is the original Rams helmet?
That's the 50s Ram helmet, yes. That's what they should be using right now.
All right, we took a lot of time on this, but we'll have more emails coming up at the end of the show, so stay with us here. We do want to remind you, if you want to send an email to Fred, he will read it on the air. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's F-R-E-D. There's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer at crntalk.com. And we'll read all your fan mails each and every week. Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So baseball legend Bartolo Colon, I thought he was through, gets picked up by the Minnesota Twins. He's good for about four innings, a little overweight over there. And Tyler, our sports director, said apparently Bartolo promised his mom, who has since passed away, that he would retire from baseball at age 45.
Okay.
And he's 44 now. So
all right, he's 1 year away.
But he's good for about four innings, and then something happens, and he starts giving up the old gopher ball.
Gets tired. The ball starts
something
drifting
happens.
Over the middle, that's it.
So I'd use him maybe out of the bullpen just to bring him in for a little bit.
Maybe.
And get on that Red Sox deal. We got to talk about this Eduardo Nunez. He's just batting. Listen to this. What's wrong with the Giants here? I got to take a little thing here. Nunez was hitting .308 for the Giants. He was a utility player. He could play all these things. They get rid of him. And they bring back Panda, Pablo Sandoval. I will say this. The only place I think Sandoval will recreate and get his game back in gear will be with the Giants, because the fans will love him there. And if he can get a couple of hits, it might spark him into doing something.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
He gains weight, right? Did you say he gains a lot of weight over the summer? Is that right,
yeah.
Pablo Sandoval?
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler says he's the first player who will actually be on the DL for a gastric bypass. I don't know about Tyler. But anyway, so the Dodgers are without Kershaw. Do you think they'll be able to get it together? They got
yes,
a lot of pitchers.
They're way too good of a team. They're much better than they were last year, and they got by okay last year without Kershaw for a while. There's absolutely no way this team will be affected by losing Kershaw. There's 60 games left. Every five games he pitches, so he's got, what, 8-9 starts left in him, let's say.
There's a good vibe on that team.
All they got to do is, let's say they lose every one of those starts that he was supposed to start. They lose 9 games out of 60. They'll take that every game.
Well, that's bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. Let me tell you, they're playing pretty well. And there's just the spirit when those guys come up. If you could get a chance to watch the Dodgers, it's just something there. There's like a,
yes, they've got
the
it.
Management from the manager, Dave Roberts, on down. Different guys grab the bat and make a hit, and something happens every night.
Well, they've got suddenly a loaded lineup of hitters. All of these guys can hit. You got Puig, who's going to probably wind up hitting 25 home runs.
Yeah.
In the eighth spot.
And he's come of age. That's the key, because Puig was,
he's a lot
throwing
better.
Baseballs to his fans in the stands and stuff to show you how strong his arm is. He's sort of brought it under control a little bit this year. I'm liking watching Puig.
Yeah, he's maturing and growing up, and it's a good thing for him. And he's been very consistent in right field. Center fielder, needs to be reworked a little bit. Jacques Peterson.
Really, you think a little bit?
Yeah, they got to rework him a little bit. I think he's like Puig. He's got a lot to learn. And
well, they kept crashing into each other for a while, didn't they? Puig and Jacques Anderson would run into each other a lot.
Yeah. But what are you gonna do?
That happens.
They do that all the time.
But hopefully, one of them is shouting loud enough so they don't do that, because that could be a big injury. Anyway, so the Dodgers will be okay with Kershaw?
Well, yeah, they're going to be fine with Kershaw sitting out. They'll be fine.
What about Wood? Wood lost like 10-0 or something at a big blow-up game.
And look, he's played. He pitched 11 games and he got blown out in one of them. I'll take that.
I'll take it too.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, you can follow this man, Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. And check him out. By the way, our sports director, Tyler Roop, is always tweeting out during these shows. So you can comment on any of those tweets at any time, because never can tell what will happen. Fred Dreyer's handle, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him, because we love to read those emails from you. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's F-R-E-D. There's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer. At CRN. Charlie Robert Nancy Talk.com. Good stuff. Join us. We're always here. Talking sports. Wow.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Welcome back here. Final segment here of the Sports Lounge with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I am Michael Horn. Fred, some more emails here. Martha wrote, she said, "Hello, Fred. So happy that Highway 395 has arrived to the Sultan of Safety's website." So you've got a new website up, is that correct?
Well, I've got a couple of them, and Sultan of Safety's is one of them. FredDreyer.co, C-O, FredDreyer.co. Both, I believe, will lead you to the trailer and the purchase of Highway 395, my movie. So I haven't announced it yet because we're still polishing it up a little bit. But apparently some people are starting to buy
Martha's
it.
Martha's checking a couple
She's
of times
to buy
a month
it
to see if it's been added. And she purchased it, was able to download it after contacting the website administrators. And she said,
"Thank you so much.
You did an excellent job as an actor and director on this movie. An interesting story, a variety of characters, and a lot of familiar faces from Hunter," she said.
When I start to really push and announce this, to let people know that they can go and purchase this film. I'll explain the whole origin of the idea, the script, and the production, and the whole thing.
She says she hopes that Land's End might be right around the corner, and I do too. I like to see it. Desi says she got a hold of your show through the iHeart podcast, and she says, "I'm working on Wednesday, so I cannot listen either or watch you live anymore, but I'm pleased to know that CRN keeps up the good work updating your show on iHeart as well as keeps me at the company at work so she can stream it." So this is good. She said she got to hear your birthday anniversary party. She was excited about that. She sent you some stuff, I think.
Well, I believe I think I have some Tootsie Rolls thanks to her.
I think you do too. Also, Ray Anderson says, "So, at Hulu says episodes of Hunter are expiring. That's an act of terrorism. If you don't like Fred Dreyer, you don't like America." What does that mean?
Well, Ray, here's the deal, Ray. Once that happens, it's a negotiation. All these things have a life to them, and they're just going to try to renegotiate the contract. So they're not showing it, but they could renegotiate the contract and begin showing it again.
Shelley is upset that they might be leaving Hulu, so I hope that they come back. Also, Ben says, "Fred, thanks for creating so many great memories to your fans. Also, you guys paved the way for so many of the great cop dramas today."
Yeah, we sure did. Thank you for noticing.
That's good. And finally, Shot says, "Why didn't Hunter ever get a cool car?"
Well, they went through that whole deal, and the car I got is the car I got, and it just seems to fit. That's 1978 Dodge Satellite.
Okay, I guess we'll see everybody next week. Final words from you.
We'll see you next week.